Not a millionaire, darling. To retire at St. James Place, you don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
Wasson is unique.
The opportunity for students is amazing.
I wanted to be around that level of excellence.
I have a passion for service.
Learn more and apply at wasson.education. That's wasm.education.
I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Extra Base Hit. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and happening, anything and everything happening around the world of Major League Baseball. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll give you a recap of the 2022 trade deadline and a tribute to Vin Scully. Stay tuned. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
Over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. At his tone.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. Now it's time for a recap of the 2022 trade deadline that has just passed. And I tell you one thing, the biggest winners in this year's 2022 Major League Baseball trade deadline was the San Diego Padres. They acquired All-Star and Phenom Juan Soto along with quality first baseman Josh Bell. The San Diego Padres already loaded with talent from the likes of Fernando Tatis Jr. and also Manny Machado, and also acquiring Milwaukee Brewers closing pitcher Josh Hader. So now when you add Tatis Jr., Machado, and now with Josh Hader, and then when you add also Juan Soto and Josh Bell to the mix, the Padres are making some waves and with an opportunity to could be playing in October in the Fall Classic. I mean, they've got the young talent. They've added probably one of the best closers in the game right now with Josh Hader. But let's get back to Juan Soto and Josh Bell. First, let's start off with talking about Juan Soto. Soto, if you know him, previously played with the Washington Nationals, two-time All-Star, also a home run derby champion this year at the All-Star break in Los Angeles. Also, can't forget, he won a World Series title during his rookie, actually in his second year in the league. And I have to tell you one thing, this guy is definitely someone that a star is born. A star was born during his time in D.C. playing for the Nationals, and now his star is only going to continue to rise as a now a new member of the San Diego Padres. His new teammates, Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado, talked about their new teammate in Juan Soto.
My boy, my hometown boy. I mean, we played together since we were 15, 16, and now we're in the same team. It's crazy. There's a lot of people throwing lineups out there. You know, it's hard not to imagine, but it's going to be fun. Feel like we're going to put up a show, and it's going to be really fun to watch. It was something that I really didn't have in mind, but I'm really blessed that it happened.
I mean, tell me one about better hitters in the game for the last, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 years. So, you know, adding him to our lineup, you know, try to come back being healthy, you know, so just having him in the lineup is going to be completely different for sure. You know, but, you know, we definitely, you know, I think AJ and the staff did a pretty good job with, you know, reinforcing this ball club and, you know, making us better to go out there and compete every single day. And, you know, we're definitely looking forward for that. I mean, how do you know how to answer that question? I mean, he's Juan Soto. I mean, he does what he does every single day, every single year, and performs at the highest level every single year. And he showed it in the postseason. He showed it in the All-Star games, home run derby. I mean, just the way he posts up every single day, he goes out there. And, you know, I think for me, you know, the most impressive thing for me as a player when I watch him is just, you know, how he takes his at-bats. And, you know, he's selective, you know, throughout the zone and doesn't swing out many bad pitches. So, you know, it's definitely going to be pretty impressive and fun to, you know, pick his brain on that and, you know, and kind of, you know, feed off of how what makes him the best. So, you know, we're excited to have him here for sure.
All right, that audio courtesy of Major League Baseball and Marty Caswell from Marty Time TV. And those were Juan's new teammates from the San Diego Padres, Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado, talking about their new teammate Juan Soto and how happy they are to have him as a part of the Padres, and rightfully so. Fernando, we know the future is bright with him. Manny Machado just entering his prime, and then when you add Juan Soto to the mix, and along with Josh Bell and also Josh Hader, man, the Padres are definitely a team that's destined for a fall classic. If not this year, in the next year or two, they are definitely going to make some waves in the playoff run and hopefully playing for a World Series in October. And speaking of Juan Soto, here he is talking about being happy to be a part of the Padres, his new teammates Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado, conversations he had with management, and playing for a playoff contender.
Like you say, it's been a really exciting moment for me, for my family, a really big part of my career. I'm happy to join this team. I mean, I've been seeing this team since day one and this season, and they've been doing a great job playing good baseball, and I'm more than excited to join a winning team and be part of it and try my best to push them as long as we can. We have a great relationship even before we were in teammates, and it was amazing time. We always talk to each other. We always hope the best to each other. It was a great relationship. I think now it's going to increase and it's going to be way better. I think it's going to be like a family. For me, just a exciting moment to be with him and Manny from the Dominican Republic, Masara, and all those guys. It's just going to be great moments. It's going to be a great energy in there. And get to know those guys a little bit more, it's going to be more exciting. Mostly all the conversations is about to win. Let's win. Let's bring the good energy to the clubhouse, to the stadium. Just come here and try to win. Try to bring my experience from 2019 as a World Series champ and try to bring that to here, to San Diego. And that's what I'm going to do. That's what I have in my mind since I see the trade yesterday, and that's what we're going to try to do, try to make it all the way to the last team stand. It feels really nice. It feels really pumped to be here. And like you say, just going from a team that has no chance to come all the way here, it's a great feeling. It's a new vibe. It's a new start for me. This year, it's just a new start, new feeling to go out there and give more than I have.
All right, that audio courtesy of Major League Baseball and the San Diego Padres. So the newest addition to the team, outfielder Juan Soto, talking about joining his new team, the San Diego Padres, of course talking about Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado, his brand new teammates, having relationships with positive relationships with them. Of course, they have that connection to the Dominican Republic. All of them are of Dominican heritage, and of course, being excited to be in San Diego and playing for a playoff contender. And speaking of the Washington Nationals, Juan's former team, His teammate in Washington, Josh Bell, also follows Juan to San Diego. And, of course, Josh Bell, a very formidable first baseman. Of course, Josh, during the first half of the year, was in the top 10 in batting average and also in hits. Josh had the opportunity to talk about joining the Padres, conversations with management, and also playing for a playoff contender.
Well, I'm excited. You know, first and foremost, I'm pumped to meet the guys in the clubhouse. Obviously, you know, Manny's here. Get to see Joe Musgrove again. Get to play with Trent Grissom, you know, another Texas guy. So I'm pumped to get going, pumped to get started today. No, yeah, you know, first phone call with AJ yesterday. You know, he asked about my parents. Met them years ago when I was, you know, an amateur player, just playing in high school. So, you know, first and foremost, he asked about family. I think that's really important. And going from there, it was just excitement about, you know, the pieces that, you know, he was adding. I was before the jury pickup. So, you know, he had some other things in the work as well. You know, it's pumped. You know, I'm pumped to finally play with Josh Hader. I'm pumped to play on a winning team. And like you said, it's an exciting time. And, you know, the time is now for the Padres. So let's get after it. No, yeah. I mean, obviously, we pour our hearts and souls into this game. No matter where we are, if we have a jersey on, we're gonna, you know, leave it all on the field. But you know, it's a little bit extra fuel on the fire to be here and to be, you know, in the hunt and you know, to have a reason to show up a little bit earlier every day and get the work done that we need to get done. So I'm definitely pumped to have, you know, a new opportunity here.
All right, that audio again courtesy of Major League Baseball and the San Diego Padres. So first baseman Josh Bell definitely showing his excitement about joining the San Diego Padres, joining his friend and teammate from the Nationals, Juan Soto, and also joining the newest Padre closing pitcher, Josh Hader, and of course being a part of the new nucleus with Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado. And certainly Josh is certainly a quality player. Josh is someone that gets a lot of hits and someone that's very dependable and someone you can count on in so many different ways. So again, the newest members of the San Diego Padres, Juan Soto and Josh Bell. And again, San Diego was clearly the winner in this year's Major League Baseball trade deadline, also acquiring closing pitcher Josh Hader from the Milwaukee Brewers. Also some important trades to pass along to you. The New York Yankees acquired outfielder Andrew Benintendi from the Kansas City Royals. Hopefully the Yankees, with getting Andrew, that gives them some more offensive production. A big move for the Seattle Mariners. They acquired ace right-hand pitcher Luis Castillo. Of course, Luis was an all-star this year with the Cincinnati Reds, spent some great seasons with the Reds, but Seattle needed some big-time pitching, and they got it in a major way with acquiring Luis Castillo from the Cincinnati Reds. So, again, the Seattle Mariners would get Luis Castillo in the trade deadline. I mentioned earlier about the San Diego Padres acquiring pitcher Josh Hader. How about the New York Yankees continuing to make big moves? They acquired pitcher Frankie Montas from the Oakland A's, and that's going to be huge as well because you've got Gerrit Cole as a part of that Yankee rotation alongside Nestor Cortez Jr. Also, you put Clay Holmes in the mix as well, and now you got Frankie Montas. I mean, the best just gets better in that starting rotation for the Yankees. Also, the Houston Astros acquired Trey Mancini from the Baltimore Orioles. The Houston Astros got catcher Christian Vasquez from the Boston Red Sox. Also, the Boston Red Sox, they acquired outfielder Tommy Pham from the Cincinnati Reds. And again, also, the Houston Astros got pitcher Will Smith from the Atlanta Braves. Of course, Will was a part of that World Series team last year. Kind of sad to see him go, but I know it's all in business, and hopefully it'll be a new start for Will as he's the newest member of the Houston Astros. And also, too, Jorge Lopez, big-time ace for the Baltimore Orioles, was acquired by the Minnesota Twins. And Joey Gallo, no longer a New York Yankee, now the newest member of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Eric Hosmer previously played for the San Diego Padres. Now he joins the Boston Red Sox, give them some more offensive firepower, joining already Xander Bogaerts, Rafael Devers, and J.D. Martinez. And the Seattle Mariners wind up getting a utility player, Jake Lamb. And the Philadelphia Phillies acquire Noah Syndergaard. Noah had some good seasons for the New York Mets when he was healthy and then left New York, goes to L.A. to be a part of the Angels for a while, and now he's traded to the Philadelphia Phillies. Been a big move right here. The Toronto Blue Jays pick up infielder Whit Merrifield, and of course Whit had some great seasons with Kansas City, but he moves north of the border to join the Blue Jays, and already the Blue Jays already have plenty of offensive firepower with Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette, also Teoscar Hernandez. Also, you have George Springer in the mix as well. So with Merrifield going to Toronto, that's going to be a big one right there. And finally, the Atlanta Braves acquire Raisel Iglesias from the Los Angeles Angels. Iglesias had an up-and-down year for the Angels, and the Braves needed some help in the bullpen, and they acquire pitcher Raisel Iglesias. And that makes up the 2022 Major League Baseball trade deadline. But in the end, it belonged to the San Diego Padres, acquiring closing pitcher Josh Hader, also getting Josh Bell, and of course Juan Soto, who rejected a big contract from the Washington Nationals and asked to be traded, and now he joins Fernando Tatis Jr. and Manny Machado with the San Diego Padres. Coming up next after the break, we'll have a tribute to Vin Scully. Stay tuned. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Extra Base Hit.
Not a millionaire, darling, to retire at St. James Place. You don't have to be. Take a look at St. James Place. It just might be more affordable than you think. Learn more at stjamesplaceinfo.org.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313. At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that,
hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
At National Heritage Academies, preparing kids for college starts on day one in kindergarten. We set high standards, make expectations clear, personalize teaching, and as a result, our students thrive. Our Baton Rouge schools outperform the surrounding schools on the state report card. In fact, one of our schools is the number one K-8 school in the area. If you want your child to be a part of a school community that's safe, challenging, and committed to your child's success, call 225-433-0313. That's 225-433-0313.
With the new Chevy Silverado, you might be driving in this. But with the Silverado's redesigned interior and large infotainment screens, it'll feel more like this. Introducing the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Find new upgrades. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Have you shopped for groceries this week? Bought gas? Literally everything costs more. But there is one way to protect your budget and stay ahead of surprise bills. American Home Shield. They help pay when covered parts of home systems and appliances like your fridge, AC, and water heater break down. With three coverage options and easy monthly payments, there's a plan and price that's right for you. Right now, save $50 when you join American Home Shield. Visit ahs.com/music or tap the banner to learn more. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. See plan for details.
Greatness and excellence. Those are two traits that human beings strive for on a day-to-day basis, whether it be in sports, whether it be in entrepreneurship, whether it be in education. No matter what field or fields that you're in, excellence and greatness is something that all human beings try to strive for. But there's only few people that come along on this earth and really achieve greatness and excellence. Well, Vin Scully, he was an exception to the rule because he displayed greatness and excellence as an award-winning sportscaster. And he achieved excellence and greatness for devoting 67 seasons as the announcer for Major League Baseball's Los Angeles Dodgers. He started with the organization in 1950 when the franchise was located in Brooklyn until his retirement in 2016. He followed the team from Brooklyn, and then later on, he would make the transition to the West Coast when the team became the Los Angeles Dodgers. And not just his association with the Dodgers in Major League Baseball, but he also had the pleasure of doing network duties as being the lead baseball play-by-play announcer for NBC Sports during their game of the week during the 80s. And also he did NFL coverage for CBS Sports between the mid-70s and the early 80s. Scully also had some stints calling the World Series for CBS Radio between the 80s and the middle part of the 90s. Scully was considered to be the greatest, the greatest baseball announcer of all time. Poetic, comical, but informative. Those are just some of the traits that describe Vin Scully. He had some great moments throughout his broadcasting career, through the likes of calling perfect games for Don Larsen, Sandy Koufax, also Dennis Martinez, who was a pitcher for the now-defunct Montreal Expos. Also, he called the game on radio for the Dodgers the night Hank Aaron passed Babe Ruth to be the all-time Major League Baseball home run leader. In addition to his baseball duties, he was also the play-by-play announcer for the NFC Championship game between the San Francisco 49ers and the Dallas Cowboys when Joe Montana threw the touchdown pass to Dwight Clark. Also, he had some great moments during his time at NBC, including the 86 World Series Game 6 with the ball going between Bill Buckner's legs, or Game 1 of the 1988 World Series with Kirk Gibson hitting the walk-off home run for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Scully had so many great broadcasting moments throughout his career. And we'll leave you now with a tribute to Vin Scully. I'm Ed Robinson, and you've been listening to Extra Base Hit. And here's Vin Scully.
Got it! But no man has ever pitched a perfect game in a World Series. Only one perfect game has ever been pitched, but that was in the course of the regular season. But when you put it in a World Series, you've set the biggest diamond in the biggest ring. And so, hats off to Don Larsen. No runs, no hits, no errors, no walks, no base runners.
And he looks in. Into his windup, and the 2-1 pitch to Keene. Swung on and missed. Strike two. It is 9:46 p.m. 2-2 to Harvey Keene. One strike away. Sandy into his windup. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. A perfect game. On the scoreboard in right field, it is 9:46 p.m. in the City of the Angels, Los Angeles, California. And a crowd of 29,139 just sitting in to see the only pitcher in baseball history to hurl four no-hit, no-run games. He has done it four straight years, and now he capped it on his fourth no-hitter. He made it a perfect game. And Sandy Koufax, whose name will always remind you of strikeouts, did it with a flourish. He struck out the last six consecutive batters. So when he wrote his name in capital letters in the record books, that K stands out even more than the OUFAS.
The Dodgers, no runs, no hits, and two errors,
And the big man, the story of the day and maybe of the year, is a pencil-thin right-hander out of Granada, Nicaragua, Dennis Martinez. Hassey in his chair behind the plate, wigwagging some signs out. Dennis Martinez ready, and the 1-2 pitch popped in the air to center field. Going deep on it is Marcus Grissom. He's got it on the track. Dennis Martinez being mauled by his teammates on this 28th of July, 1991, 3:22 p.m. in the afternoon. Dennis Martinez has reached the ultimate, a perfect game against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Nothing scratchy, nothing fluky. It was a masterpiece.
Once again, a standing ovation for Henry Aaron. So the confrontation for the second time. Aaron walked in the second inning. He means the tying run at the plate now. So we'll see what Downing does. One ball and no strike. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. What a marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the Deep South for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron.
The winning run is at second base with two out. 3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it. If one picture is worth 1,000 words, you have seen about 1,000,000 words. But more than that, you have seen an absolutely bizarre finish to Game 6 of the 1986 World Series. And look who's coming up. All year long, they look to him to light the fire. And all year long, he answered the demands until he was physically unable to start tonight with two bad legs. The bad left hamstring and the swollen right knee. And with two out, you talk about a roll of the dice. This is it. If he hits the ball on the ground, I would imagine he would be running 50% to first base. So the Dodgers trying to catch lightning right now. But the game right now is at the plate. High fly ball. In a year that has been so improbable, the impossible has happened. And now the only question was, could he make it around the base paths unassisted? You know, I said it once before, a few days ago, that Kirk Gibson was not the most valuable player, that the most valuable player for the Dodgers was Tinkerbell. But tonight, I think Tinkerbell backed off for Kirk Gibson. They are going wild at Dodger Stadium. No one wants to leave. For the upstart 49ers, they're 6 yards away from Pontiac. Third and three.
We'll see a pickup sometime on the right side, possibly.
Montana looking, throwing in the end zone.
Charlie Culberson coming up. So we will see one out in San Diego. Brad Hand is facing Brandon Belt, and the Padres lead 4-3. 0-1 to Charlie.
Swung on a high fly ball to deep left field. The Dodgers on Yankees. Would you believe a home run? And the Dodgers have clinched the division and will celebrate on schedule.
said enough for a lifetime. And for the last time, I wish you all a very pleasant good afternoon.
Abuelita, my father, my whole family, and Grand Canyon University made me the man I am today.
I see ya.
I think I'm gonna do Grand Canyon University's online program and get my master's degree.
Trata de llevar a tu familia en el corazón y lograrás lo que tú quieres. Estoy muy orgullosa de ti.
I have an announcement to make, so I'm going to get my master's degree online at Grand Canyon University.
Find your purpose at GCU.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the summer fun sale, July 29th through August 8th, and get 35% off paints and stains with prices starting at $27.29. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, 35% off all of our other colors. Stop the sale online or visit your local Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The world is always on, but you shouldn't be. Put junk sleep to bed. At Mattress Firm's Black Friday Now sale, save up to 60% on Sealy with queen mattresses starting at $279.99. Talk to a sleep expert today and unjunk your sleep.
So you just bought a new house, now it's time to care for it. Sign up for a free workshop from the Home Depot. We'll go over the basics of power and hand tools, air and electrical systems, lawn care, and more, so you can take on upkeep with confidence. Every workshop is live, interactive, and led by our expert associates, so you can get all your questions answered. Keep your home looking its best with Homeowner 101 Basics. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Register now at homedepot.com/workshops.
School is back, and so is the JCPenney Mystery Sale. How much will you save? Hurry in store for a coupon giveaway while they last. You could peel and reveal an extra 30, 40, or even 50% off store-wide. Sale ends Sunday. Extended store hours Friday and Saturday. Shopping is back, and the savings are too. JCPenney. Coupon valid on select styles through 8/7. Exclusions apply. Giveaway in-store only. Must be 18 years or older. See store or jcp.com for details. Do it!